Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
I'm great. I have my white feather boa. I have, I've ditched the nickname Josie Grossy. Everything is great in my life. It's so much better, actually, than it used to be.
Yeah. I just have to say off the top that, like, some of the lipstick choices by Josie in this film are a travesty of epic proportions. And I'm saying this, like, beyond the outfits that we've seen, because the outfits are also a choice. And if that's saying something, Sarah, considering this is a 1999 film, and as we know, like, fashion always comes back around, like, stuff that was popular in the 90s is popular again now, but nothing Josie wears in this movie, beyond probably the prom look, is ever, like, a good look, ever.
How dare you? This was a movie that costume designer was the great Mona May. Which is my favorite bitch. So how dare you?
I mean, it's iconic, just not in a good way.
let's try to settle the debate here, because we have an amazing guest. I'm so excited to welcome back TikTok Nicole. Do you still go by TikTok Nicole? Or are you just Nicole now?
I mean, hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be back. I'm great. I'm totally Rufus. Rufus to be here.
Rufus. Oh, my God. Rufus.
But, like, now that I'm, like, trying to, like, be a corporate adult, I feel like I should not be on TikTok. Like, the internet's forever. I don't want to, like, it's fun to do a dance here and there, but, like, yeah. I can't be out here trying to make Robin and Kiva go viral. Like, no. I can't be. That's just too much of being perceived. Like, I'll be on a podcast here and there. But TikTok famous, I don't want my business out there like that.
That's probably for the best. Now, you were like I feel as though you were on the TikTok way before the rest of us. Now, yeah. All the basic bitches are on TikTok. Like, you were ahead of your time.
No, I was in the trenches. I remember I studied abroad in like 2019, and the kids in like the year below me were like, you got to get on this thing. And so I downloaded it. I remember watching Charli D'Amelio blow up, like, if you know, you know. In 2020, when we were all in the house, everyone just joined me and came on TikTok with me. So I felt like it was like my civil duty to educate, you know, those who are, you know, following in my footsteps. I want to show them the light. And look at us 5 years later. Everyone has this app and we all have a little bit more brain rot.
Yeah, we do. Totally. Our attention has been decreased. We are addicted to our phones, but it's okay, because I got to see a video that says I'm a Pisces, blah, 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 blah.
So real.
Yeah.
No, I love when I see a girl sit down, she's like, get ready with me to break up with my boyfriend. I'm like, I'm set. Sometimes I'll even hit the 2x speed option on TikTok. You ever heard that?
Like, I just discovered that was a thing like the other week.
Life changing. The way my TikToks per hour just went up exponentially.
Yeah.
And so it's so fair because story time so quick. Love it.
I don't watch anything on 1X. You know what I mean? So like for TikTok to now have that option is really nice.
Why, you know, make this any different than any other area of your life? Let's get this, you know, get it quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Nicole, have you ever thought about going back to your TikTok days and like acting like you were a 17-year-old and being like, hi, everybody, I'm a 17-year-old. I am ready to be on TikTok again.
That is crazy on so many, like the fact that you even mentioned that, I'm like, whoa, this movie is really insane. If this is even like, that's an even less strict premise, like me going back and pretending to be a person online. Like I'm not invading the high schools. At least I'm not like putting myself among the children. Like,
yeah, thank God.
Yeah this is, to me, this is very much a classic 90s movie premise, you know, a little bit problematic, a little bit ridiculous, would probably never work in real life. And yet here we are covering 1999's Never Been Kissed. Of course, it's rom-com feb, frisky feb, however you want to call it. And we're having a Drew Barrymore month. I think this is really interesting because, Sarah, I didn't realize before rewatching this movie that it was like one of the first, or I think the first movie that was produced by Drew Barrymore's actual company. Was it Flower Studios or something like that?
Yeah, Flower.
Flower. Yeah. I thought that was fascinating because I was like, oh, that's a choice that like this is the first one. I mean, listen, she has the classic cutesy Drew Barrymore haircut. I love this style of hair on her. And yet they do such a good job, and credit to the design person that you like that is a part of this film, because they do a great job at making her believably like nerdy and not as pretty as she actually is.
Yeah, we're going to say, like, I'm sure tons of words about this movie. I mean, like, first and foremost, like, I still have, like, probably nostalgic love for it. But I mean, Drew Barrymore is so lovable. She's like such a good actress. I think that it's about time we have honored her this February. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like she's great. And I'm not surprised that this was one of the first movies that she ever produced. And it's a good career for that Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Nicole, I need to know, before we asked you to come on this podcast and talk about this film, had you seen this movie previously? And if you had, how long has it been?
So I've never seen this movie before. I mean, I know that I'm Gen Z, but I was born in 98. So I was alive for this movie.
Yeah.
It just like when I was starting to watch movies, it was like around like the Mean Girls era. So like, this was just like a little too far in the past for me to like revisit it just yet. I was trying to like see the things that were coming out. But yeah, definitely interesting first watch. I'm sure that I would have some sort of, I just hear when people talk about this movie, just the nostalgia around it. Yeah. And that just like, it's the nostalgic love. Like that's a lot of the commentary I saw, you know, all over Letterboxd. I was trying to see how the other people felt about it. but yeah, it's definitely interesting movie to see. I mean, I watched it twice, you know, got to be prepared for the podcast.
Mm-hmm. You're so prepared. You're such a professional now.
No, I'm out here. I was on my iPad. I was using my little Apple Pencil taking my notes. Like, ooh, that's a funny quote, David Arquette. Let me write that down. Mr. Courtney Cox.
It really is a shining moment for him too. I feel like this is like around the Scream era, so he's having a good time of it as well in this movie.
Yeah, him and Courtney Cox, wow, they must have been so rich in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were ruining the movie.
Oh my god.
Little Coco?
Screams money?
Yeah.
Wow.
Coco Arquette was like living the dream. Coco Arquette's probably still living the dream. Her godmother is Jennifer Aniston. So
Oh my god, imagine getting like a birthday present from Jennifer Aniston. Like
I'm sure she does every year. Yeah, no, it's I a bet.
Wait, I was gonna say, I bet she's so rich that her family doesn't need to like bribe the school with like having her on the road team. They could just buy a building, you know, they could buy like the, you know, the Arquette building, and she can go to any college she wants.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Olivia Jade, by the way, is just like living her best life, and I'm pretty sure she has a famous boyfriend now.
Jacob Elordi.
That's what I thought.
Like, she's getting to tap that.
In the world, did this happen? How did Olivia Jade come up on top of all of this? She is winning at life, and she's Jacob Elordi's girlfriend. I thought that's what it was, but I didn't want to misspeak. How the fuck am I, like, how did she get it? She lied about being on the road team, and now she's with Mr. Saltburn? Like, it is rude.
It's real, like, life is just really unfair. And, like, sometimes I gotta remind myself that, like, life isn't bad. I'm just, like, not rich.
Yeah, you're just a normal person like most of us.
Dang it, that sucks.
It really does suck being a normie.
Yeah.
And that's why Drew Barrymore went back to high school.
Yeah, well, she wants to be a normie. And here's the big question, right? Because the entire premise is she's a reporter. She wants to do this undercover gig because she is the copy editor who – by the way, I think the thing that changed for me the most in this rewatch was how annoying I found Josie when I never previously had. And 90% of it is because she corrects people's grammar. And like, the thing is, you can think that stuff, right? Like, you can think in your head, it's supposed to be I, not me, or whatever. Just keep your mouth shut. Zip it. You don't need to correct people because literally no one likes that. Like, I understand if it's your job and you do it at your work, but don't bring that shit into personal stuff, Sarah. This would piss me right off if I had someone like this in my life.
So yeah, true. It's pretty annoying. It's very, very annoying. There's plenty of people that do it. I like dated somebody for 16 years that would always correct my grammar. And I was always like, you know what I mean. So why do you have to correct me?
Exactly. And I feel like I did this when I was younger until I realized that like people don't like people that do this. Like, you're a dick. Stop doing it. And so that's like Josie's big thing. But she wants to go. She wants to be undercover at high school because she wants to like, instead of reliving her glory days, she basically wants to like create some glory days because she had such a rough experience in high school. And so my question is, as women that are, you know, have been out of high school for a little bit, first, Nicole, would you ever choose to go back to high school?
Jesus Christ, hell no. Love being an adult. Like, sure, I hate paying a bill, but oh my God, the stress of like having to like maintain friendships. I was in all these clubs. Like, am I going to go to college? What is the rest of my life going to look like? And meanwhile, like, I'm not going to parties. Like, I'm the captain of the quiz bowl team. Like, I do not want to do that again. Like, imagine having to study for an AP test. Like, imagine having to like remember like what the molecules and like a carbon ring are. I don't know, probably carbon, but these are things that I don't want to have to remember. I'm glad I don't have to write papers. I would never go back to high school.
Yeah. I mean, there was so much stress that just seems so small now because it was very like, and everything when you're a teenager is extremely high stakes. I feel like this movie is the epitome of like healing your inner child because like she had like such a horrible high school experience that was like, she was humiliated. She was bullied. She felt like a loser. And like, I mean, like, honestly, truly, these are like the reason why like I really liked this movie was because like I related to Josie, like especially with my high school experience. Like, I felt like a loser. Like, I felt like nobody liked me. There was like this rumor that went around senior year that like somebody was going to vote me best hair on the superlatives because I didn't have good hair. Like, this is like the, I know, like,
haters. I pray on their downfall. I pray on their downfall.
And like, my life is fine now, right? But like, there's a part of me that's like, gosh, like, I wish that I can like tell a 17-year-old Sarah that like none of it really matters. But like, it mattered then. And like, in a way, it does matter because like it impacts your how you see yourself. Like, things that happened back then for a lot of people still impact you today. So like, I'm actually like very happy for Josie that she got to go back and like heal that inner child and like have an actual good high school experience to an extent, because now it's not, now she's not going to be 35 and still thinking about the time that somebody threw an egg at her, you know?
That was awful and probably would really hurt is the thing. Like that would hurt, someone chucking a raw egg at you. Yeah, I felt for Josie here. Like, it's very obvious that she's like very insecure. She didn't have a good time in high school. And I think it's definitely made worse by the fact that her brother, David Arquette, had like a really great time in high school. He was very popular. And so she, like, I think it makes it worse because she always wanted that and she never had it. And so now she tries to return to high school. And even though obviously this set in the 90s and like Rufus is like a very funny like thing that no one ever said and probably ever will say as like a catchphrase, but it like this is very relatable in terms of if a 25-year-old did try to go back to high school and learn like the lingo and what's in fashion and dress accordingly, especially someone who's a 25-year-old who like doesn't seem to, she seems like a very old 25-year-old. Mm. You know what I mean? If you told me she was 35, yeah, I would have been like, yes, I believe it.
No, the way they were putting her in all these like ugly, cool toned outfits and makeup looks, ugh, like the gray lipstick, I'm like, no wonder she looks 35. She was so washed out.
It's no, but what was that gray lipstick? That was so offensive to me.
It was bad.
Well, that's what happens when you take advice from Molly Shannon's character, who's clearly a mess. She's hooking up with half the office. I'm not taking fashion advice from somebody who can't keep a man. Wait, sorry, that was my inner almost. At least I didn't say during International Women's Month, you know.
Okay,
gotta get my hater takes out before March starts.
This was very like early 2000s frosted lipstick. Like if you Google like frosted lip gloss 2000s, like this was very close to the Paris Hilton like baby pink frosted lip gloss, and it was, I mean, it was horrible, right? But there was definitely, it was just like such, this was very like lip smackers, like frosted. Yeah. I just remember this shit.
Well, this and it's like blue raspberry icing.
Yes. Why it's though? Made... Who's eating your lip gloss? You're not supposed to.
I'm not putting on my lip gloss. I mean, that's truly, why I get the actually. Summer Fridays. it tastes like cake.
Yeah,
it's made worse by the fact that she's wearing an all white outfit too, with like this feather boa thing and then her hair. And I think it makes a little bit more sense when you think about the fact that Josie went to high school in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And so she's dressed a little more 80s. And I guess like with the hair is like a bit bigger, you know, she has like this all white outfit on and she's really struggling because the whole purpose of like this assignment is she's supposed to like, you know, I guess her editor is like, I don't understand teens these days, go undercover, get us a scoop. So they want like something juicy, a juicy morsel of undercover high school experience. But I don't know why he looked at Josie and was like, you're the girl for the job. Because she goes to high school and like immediately doesn't fit in, you know, like she has such a bad experience. And Sarah, one of the things I find funniest about this movie is how the popular girls, there's Gibby, Kristen, and Kirsten. And this is very like, reminiscent of a high school experience.
Yeah, this is very like Three Heathers thing. I don't know. I was very much ops with the other Sarahs at my school. Like only one Sarah could survive, to be honest with you. Huh. But of course, like Kirsten and Kristen is such different names. Gibby's interesting.
What's like short for?
Gibielle.
It feels like it should be Gabby, right? Like Gabriella or something.
It's but not. It's Gibby. Just straight up Gibby. Yeah. Okay, so these three girls, one of them is the girl from Sugar and Spice, the pregnant teenager. Mm-hmm. The one that looks like Heather Graham, but's not Heather Graham.
Stop, I thought that too.
She's not Heather Graham, but she looks just like her.
Heather Graham dupe.
A dupe. And then we have Jessica Alba,
yeah,
playing Kristen, who, nope, sorry, Kirsten. I'm such an
How
ass.
Dare you? They're two or
is it Kirsten? Is it Kirsten or Kirsten?
She plays the one with the really slutty tops that I love.
To be honest with you, Jessica Alba had the best facial expressions in the entire movie, but
she was so funny.
but also dressed like most like a whore that I loved.
If her stomach wasn't exposed, I was like, next scene, I'm good. Next scene,
yeah. And then Gibby was played by Jordan Ladd. And I don't know what Jordan Ladd has been doing since this movie, but it shouldn't be anything.
Oh, I mean, she was Wikipedia doesn't think anything.
She was in Cabin Fever, which I think is, I don't know, a movie that I would never see.
And she does have a Wikipedia, but I didn't think she had a picture. So I was like, oh, she's irrelevant. But you have to be relevant. You need a picture on your Wikipedia.
Yeah, this is true. It is true.
She is pretty irrelevant.
It's science.
And then we have, so it's like the three popular girls. And then there's like the geeks starring main geek Lily Sobieski, who is like a famous actress-ish, but I feel like I only know her from this, even though I know of her. Does anybody know who this girl is?
I know exactly what you mean in terms of like, I look at her and I'm like, oh, she must have been in so many things I've seen because she looks like very familiar. The only other thing I know her from is Jungle to Jungle. And she's the teenage girl who like dates the jungle guy.
I think I just know her from this movie.
Oh, interesting. But yeah, she plays Aldiz. Is that how you pronounce her name? Who's like the nerdy girl, right? They're in the denominators, this like math club.
Corny.
And she's like very, very kind to Josie right away because she knows what it's like to be picked on by all the popular kids. And then we have like one of the more questionable choices in this movie for me is the popular guy is named Guy, and I just don't understand how he's popular because he feels like he belongs with the nerdy group. Like it doesn't make sense to me why he's popular.
He looks like he would be in the emo group. He had the little guy liner going on. Like
exactly.
I feel like the emo group, they're like their own separate third thing that's not jock or popular.
It's very Mean Girls, right? Where you have the different tables. And that's the emo group.
Is Guy not like the quiet, mysterious guy? Jess, we talk a lot about this in like Buffy. Is he not just like a, you know, like a skip away from an angel?
Kind of is. I feel like he's if you took mysterious, quiet guy and meshed him with crunchy granola guy. Like he looks like he'd be vegan to me.
But he's stealing cars.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Like, he's bullying people, but also he's the coolest guy in school and is going to be the prom king eventually. Like, how can he be out here stealing people's cars as pranks and then going on to give curry public favor? The school, it makes no sense.
Yeah. So Josie, like, right away falls in with the nerds. She, like, is on the denominators. But, like, her boss, who's played by, who is it? John C. Reilly. He's, like, our jobs are riding on this. And so he's getting like pissed off at her that her scoops are like, what's in the lunch meat? You know, like no one cares, Josie. So
I mean, that coleslaw was nasty. Like I've always said, I love coleslaw. When it's done right, it's the best thing in the world. That coleslaw looked nasty as hell.
Too much mayo.
Even distribution. I don't want it to look white. I want to see the fibers of the cabbage. Sorry, that's too much to ask for. Sue me.
I don't like a watery coleslaw. It disgusting. Just grosses me out.
It deserves federal prison time.
So like he's getting pissed off. So he even like hooks her up with like a secret microphone and camera so they can like do surveillance. And meanwhile, we meet Sam, who's her English teacher. And Josie obviously is like the best student in the class because, well, one, she's 25 years old. And two, she is an editor. So she obviously knows her shit. And she very quickly like has like the biggest crush on him, which is fine. That part is fine. It's when the feelings are reciprocated and she is supposed to be a teenager that it gets gross.
Yeah, that is true. I did have a big crush on my senior year English teacher. I've told this story before, but I literally changed my handwriting to match. Like he crossed his sevens and his Z's. So then I started crossing my sevens and my Z's and I still crossed them because I wanted him to notice that we were like so much alike.
I love the idea of Sarah sitting in class and being like, he's gonna see that I cross my sevens and he's gonna be like, I love her.
Yeah, we're meant for each other, like soulmates. I always had these like grand ass plans in high school. Like I think I've also told this story back in the day where I had this like other crush on this guy named Chip, and he was my lab partner. And Chip. I was like, if I
who's named in- Chip? I'm sorry.
I know if there's a man named Chip, just avoid him, please.
His name is Chip. Leave him Chip. In 2023.
No, yes. No, Chip. Okay, so then I was like, I have a great idea. I'm gonna come with my hair wet after I washed it. It was gonna be wet in a bun, and then I'm going to undo my hair.
You're gonna let it fall out like slow mo,
so
like the
that
movies?
He can smell my hair during lab.
I mean, of course.
Yeah.
But Sarah, this is. But you want to know why you had these like daydreams? Because of movies like this. Because yeah, this absolutely. Is what we were fed in our yeah. tween, adolescent, teenager years that are very impressionable ages. And we were all told that, like, you're destined to have a meet cute. And if you take your hair out of the bun, it's gonna, you're gonna have a slow motion moment. And he's gonna mm-hmm. be like, what is that? Is that raspberries I smell? Oh, it's divine. We're in love.
Is this Aussie shampoo in the purple bottle? I'm in love.
Always wanted yeah. a girl who washes her hair. Oh,
yeah. I mean, yeah. Like I said, I just really did not want to be Josie Grossi. Like I feel like this, like, really impacted me. This movie.
You were yeah. not Josie Grossi.
I will say the biggest thing that has stayed in my like daily vernacular since like I watched this movie all that time ago is Josie Grossi. Like I often will be like, oh, such a Josie Grossi. Like it's just, it's so, it rolls off the tongue. But I felt so bad for Josie that like that was the moniker she was given in high school. And the fact that it was her brother who inadvertently did it to her.
It'd be your own family.
It always is, the right? least. I know yeah. they're like your family is the ones that can hurt you the most.
Yeah. And he was younger than her. That's like the most disheartening
yes.
thing.
2 years damn, younger. Girl.
Stand yeah. up. Stand up, Josie Grossi.
Yeah.
own and it.
And it's really sad because so she's like really excelling in her her English class, obviously, but she keeps having like flashbacks to her own experiences in high school where she had a big crush on this guy named Billy, who was like the most popular kid. He's basically like the 80s version of Guy. And this really made me sad. And I hope this didn't actually happen to people. I'm sure it did. Oh, I never heard of anything like happening like this in my high school. But like the idea of making someone who's like already struggling and not very popular, like making them think that you're going to take them to prom and making them get all dressed up and like waiting for you only to not even just blow them off, but to throw raw eggs at them. That is like trauma you carry for the rest of your life, I think.
No, that's like a humiliation kink on the other people's end. Like, how do you do that yeah. and like live with your life? Like, you have to have some sort of fetish around it. I can't.
Yeah, there's some real karma coming your way if you did something like that.
I mean, you yeah. don't remember. I don't remember anything to this extent, but I mean, like, gosh, like I definitely remember like just like kids being vile, especially in middle school.
Yeah, I was gonna say middle school I think is probably more the time where I remember yeah, a lot of
my
that
senior year everybody kind of calmed down and like everybody pretty much stayed in their own lanes, but like in middle school like people were just horrible.
Yeah, I remember like again this to me this felt like a very extreme version, but I remember like instances of like, oh, you should go tell like this really unpopular person that this person has a crush on her, and then yeah. we can all laugh at them, you know, like which yeah. also is still just terrible when you think about like what it's like to live as that kid who gets picked on, gets like soda dumped in her backpack. Like there's so many shitty things that these kids do to her.
Like, what did she do to them? She just shows up, reads her little poem, and they're pouring drinks in her bag. It made it look like she peed her pants.
So like,
I was just mad that her books were going to be all sticky with Sprite. Nope, they poured so much soda in her bag that it started leaking out the back, and it looked like she wet her pants. Like, really, where do you guys get off for that?
It was awful. It was so awful. But, like, this is where, okay, because already the premise is we're on thin ice, right? Like that a 20-something year old could pull off being, it's Drew Barrymore, could pull off being a teenager. Okay, now we're getting worse because Sarah, Josie is talking to Rob and she's just like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like you were always so popular. And Rob is like, he's struggling. He works at this like Hawaiian theme, or was it no? What was it? Luau it's themed or something?
Tiki Shack
themed UPS. Like imagine
why?
imagine your local UPS went to a luau is where he works, and he's like a copier. Like, he makes copies of stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
But he was originally, like, a really good baseball player, but he, like, lost out on his chance to, like, go to the minor leagues or whatever.
And due to mono.
Yeah. His idea is to then also enroll in high school. And I'm like, how are these people getting away with this?
How is he like, Rob, no last name. Like, he just got into the school with no last name.
Yeah. And he's like, don't worry, I'm gonna get you popular, because he's obviously like very popular instantly. And so he starts spreading rumors. He's like, oh yeah, Josie broke up with me.
She's it like worked. The Pepsi owner, like the heir to the Pepsi fortune. I'm like, girl, what? X-Lax. Oh my god, the laxative.
Yeah, yeah. Oh it god. Worked. I mean, he got her popular. He became popular in a day because he ate the aforementioned coleslaw. You know, all popular kids eat the coleslaw.
The coleslaw.
But coleslaw with a K. And then he made her popular. And it, like, it worked. Like, I think, like, the thing is that all it takes is one person to approve you and say you're okay. And then you're in. Which is, I feel like, a good lesson in life.
That's what Lady Gaga said. She said there could be 100 people in the room, but all that takes is just one.
Oh
just
my one. God. That is the most influential speech I've ever heard. It was life changing. Because oh my God, that was so funny.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I think that Josie did good work. Now, she became popular. She's got in with the in crowd with Kirsten, Kirsten, Kristen, and Gibby. And then
and James Franco for reason.
And James Franco.
He was looking kind of fine. I'm like, sorry to talk about probably a guy in his 20s playing a teenager, but he was looking fine.
I mean, he was looking the youngest that I've ever seen James
Franco. I think this was his first acting appearance or something.
Damn. Oh, I really hope he wasn't underage. I just assumed they all looked like teenagers because they were all like in their mid-20s.
He looked younger than he looked when he did Freaks and Geeks. But
shit, now I'm going to be on a...
Oh, yeah, I guess that did come out first, right? So this maybe was his first movie then. Maybe okay. Maybe that's what it is.
Now, okay, so this is where I find issue with Eloise, Elise,
Aldis,
ABCDEFG.
Not for nothing, that's not a name. She gets so spiteful so quickly. She's like nasty.
Well, because I think she's triggered, right? Like, I have to imagine this has happened to her in the past where she makes a friend and then that friend gets popular and immediately drops her. And so I think as a defense mechanism, she's like, oh, you blew me off once. Fine. Forget yourself. Goodbye.
Look, she can just do what I did when all my friends ditched me. Just like be super, super nice to them in hopes that they can be friends with you in the future.
Stop! No, no, Miss Lily Aldis would never.
Yeah, so I just this was James Franco's first television or a movie appearance, and actually, Freaks and Geeks is the same year as Never Been Kissed. So wow. Kind of back to back.
Yeah, good, if this was filmed like any time before like 95, I think I'm in the clear for saying that he looked hot in this movie. I think I'm just really worried. You know, I just don't want anyone to think I'm a creep.
Fair, yeah. Because
you know what, I am 25. Like, do I look okay. Like I could be going back to high school?
Better, no. More than Drew Barrymore, I think, honestly.
That means my skincare is working.
Hey! No, you do look very fresh and fresh. Yeah. And beautiful.
I think you could pull it off. Thank and you. On top of that, not just because like you look younger than I think Drew Barrymore does in this movie, but I also think you, because possibly like social media or just in general, you're a much more like trendy person, but like mm-hmm. you're at least aware of like the trends and everything. So I don't think you're cover would be blown immediately like stepping into high school, you know?
The vernacular that Nicole has used when we first met her has since changed. Gen mm. Alpha has their whole new vocabulary.
And it's dark.
So what is today's like Rufus? Like what are the kids saying? What are the, in like instead of Rufus, like what are the kids saying?
You don't want to know. I mean, like, we still think things are cool, but like Gen Alpha, they're really like brain poisoned from like Roblox and playing online games and TikTok. So they just say skibbity toilet. Like that's like their big thing.
What the fuck does that mean?
You guys haven't heard of skibbity toilet?
Why would I have heard of that? I am in my 30s. What is skibbity toilet?
I don't even really know how to explain it.
I'm actively like upset that is a phrase because it makes, why would you put the word toilet in any catchphrase you have?
I don't know. But I saw a TikTok where this teacher was like, you cannot say skibbity toilet in my classroom. You can't say Riz. You can't say anything.
Riz,
about,
I know.
You can't do Grimace Shake in my classroom. Wait, like, she was banning heard? These words because they were a distraction. Grimace
Shake. Have you heard like the... the thing where like, okay, so you know when like there's like this thing where you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth to make your jawline look like snatched? Yes.
Oh, in so, pictures or something? Okay.
CEO yeah. of that.
So kids these days are doing that in school as a way to be like, fuck you, I'm not answering your question because I can't talk. So if a teacher comes up to you and asks you a question, you make that face. And the boys were like outlining the jawline. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yep, it's like mewing. I can't believe I forgot about mewing.
Mewing. Yeah, yes, mewing. That's what it's called. Yeah, it's called your mewing.
Like the Pokemon?
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I need like language of origin on that one.
Yeah. It's called mewing. And it's like if you don't want to answer a question to an authority.
So you just sit there quietly and the teacher's just supposed to know
that's why I said it's dark.
These kids are these deep, days. Dark what timeline. Are they doing? What are they actually doing? I don't understand any of this. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Like, watch skibbity toilet.
What the fuck? Skibbity toilet. I don't understand if that's supposed to be like, instead of the word cool, you say skibbity toilet. Or if like, you know, what the fuck? What
no, they'll just be like, you're so skibbity.
Okay. And these are the reasons I would never want to go back to high school, because I truly think I would get kicked out immediately because kids around me would just start saying things and I'd be like, can you like actually just shut the fuck up? Like,
yeah.
Well, stop. Yes, this is real Gen Alpha speak. Like Gen Z, we're still saying like Slay is a little bit outdated, but we're still
it is done. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard
the old start catching on, you know, it's not good.
Yeah. I heard like 100 is like still is okay.
Hundo.
Like
OD.
Yeah.
Do an overdose.
Jess, you would not make it in high school for a day.
No. And it's not because simply because I would leave. Like I wouldn't want to be there. I would be like, I'm over this. I'm out. Thank you very much. I will take my You're things valid. And go.
Well, the thing is that, like, once again, like what I was saying, like, Josie needs this. Like, she needs to be validated by these children. Like, it is, like, it is, and it's sad. It really is sad. She needs therapy. She needs, like,
this. She needs to get kissed. This girl has never been kissed.
We didn't even talk about this.
Okay, but I have a question because.
Virgin.
The way that she, like, obviously she's a virgin. We know that. But the thing is, and it really probably should be called never been fucked because she says like, oh, I've never had a real kiss, which to me means she did like a truth or dare kiss, but she's never had like an actual romantic consensual kiss.
Mm. No, does it mean like she's never like she like maybe when she was a kid, like she kissed another kid? Like, I mean, I was like kind of old for my first real kiss. Like, I think that my first real kiss was like when I was 16 years old, like a really good
kiss. That's normal.
I was gonna say that's how old I was.
I don't know, but like, I feel as though, like, what is what? Yeah, I'm curious what constitutes as a real kiss. And then,
well, she says it, right? She says it in the movie when she's like talking to, I think, is it Molly Shannon, where she's talking about how, like, oh, it's like when everything else fades away and all you think about is the person right in front of you and kissing them. And then that lady's like, of course you're a writer or whatever.
Octavia Spencer.
Yes.
What a funny combo of people in the office. It's like John C. Reilly, the guy from Step Brothers, Octavia Spencer, future Oscar winner, and Ma. Yeah. Molly Shannon. Great memoirist.
Oh, so maybe that's what she means. Is like, just never, you know what it is, to put it in like Princess Diary terms, like her foot never popped. You know?
Right.
Yep.
And she's a 25-year-old virgin, which I, once again, talking about TikTok, there's a lot of them.
Mm. A lot of 25-year-old virgins?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm on 25-year-old virgin TikTok. The algorithm.
Oh, what is up with your algorithm? Where
the algorithm be algorithming. We can't.
You're no longer on Brick Talk. You're now on 25-year-old Brick virgin Talk.
Who's getting bricked up on your Brick Talk?
Brick Talk is actually not about getting bricked up. It's actually just about bricks. Wait,
can someone explain to the old lady on the podcast what the fuck is bricked up mean?
Oh no.
We don't have to go there.
Is Jessica, it sexual or not?
Jess, you're too old.
It just means you're getting a little excited.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Mm-hmm. My TikTok is mostly like crafts, watercolor.
You're so fucking old. You're just like Josie.
I'm Josie Grossy. That's okay. I don't mind.
You are not Josie Grossy. You're on craft TikTok.
I at least don't wear pale lipstick, so I have that going for me.
Yeah, you know your undertone. I do. Yeah. Wait, want to get a load of this? My undertone is neutral.
Oh, interesting.
Wait, what does that even mean? Like, that just means I can wear anything? Then why?
You're the lucky one.
Oh, wait, are you?
So look good on me, you know?
Wait, Nicole, are you in autumn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You clocked me. And my lighting is really bad because I just do not want to change that light bulb. And, like, I have a boyfriend to do that for me. I just, like, haven't asked him. So, like, my lighting's real bad. So I'm impressed that you were able to clock me like that.
Yeah. I think Jess is a winter.
I could see that. I could see you in like a bright purple and it would like look like really like slay.
To be honest, I don't know what season I am. I don't think I'm a winter though.
No, the reason why you're probably a winter is that it's the contrast between your light skin
pasty
tone.
White skin.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say that. And your dark hair. And that's usually the contrast that makes you
maybe I'm a winter.
And like I feel like you're definitely
color analysis on the Patreon.
Yeah, who wants
to make that a tier.
I honestly think like probably I look best in like gem tones. Like
that's winter, you dumb whore.
Oh well, then there you go. Then I'm winter. Really? I don't know.
Is autumn like
burnt colors, like burnt orange,
yeah. olive greens.
Yeah
like Jess is good at like royal colors.
Oh yeah, she's royal
blue, purples, gems. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I guess we have to get into the problematic side of this movie because we had so much fun. It's such a good time. Like Rob's happy. He gets to play baseball. He thinks he's going to get scouted for college. Manu's not going to stop him. Josie's popular. But the problematic side comes into this movie, which is Mr. Sam Coulson, the teacher,
hot played teacher. By
Michael Vartan, is crushing on Josie, and Josie is crushing on him, but also she's also kind of crushing on Guy, which I don't know.
I think it was much more of a living out her high school fantasy because Guy reminded her of Billy. So I don't think there was ever actual feelings for Guy. Okay.
That's very true. But yeah, so like the teacher likes her, which is very, very, very Pretty Little Liars. And like, I accept that in my life. Like, it's fine. Like every single show that I've watched has that instance. I mean,
I think it makes it worse that like he's even actively making the moves on her, right? Like at the fair thing, like she's about to go on the Ferris wheel by herself and he like hops on to sit next to her. And I'm like, and then, you shouldn't do that. This is a very romantic moment.
And then asks for relationship advice.
Yeah.
Like, for why are you talking about your girlfriend? I shouldn't know anything about your life. You're here to teach me calculus.
Yeah. Well, and like, and it's crazy too. We have to talk about when Josie goes to, is it the court? I think that's where she goes, where she accidentally eats eats a pot brownie, which I'm like, these Rastafarian guys were pretty much shouting at you this had weed in it, and yet he's like, good old THC.
She's never heard of that in her life. I can't. Imagine if she knew what that was in high school, the way she would have been so cool and fun. Like, low-key, that's
but you're a 25-year-old woman. You don't know what THC is, ma'am.
All she does is read and knit and make out with her turtles. Like, she doesn't do shit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she had turtles.
That is single woman behavior. And, like, no offense, I love my single women, but, like, don't get a fish tank just because you're lonely.
And it was on the floor, too. What was it? Like, why was it on the
floor? Yeah, she probably wasn't getting paid a lot. She was a copywriter.
She had a lot of pillows, too. Yeah. A lot of pillows.
But also, like, journalism was, like, the career in movies. In
like, architects. Every man's like, an architect. Every woman's a journalist.
Literally. Oh, that's too real.
Yeah, but yet it is problematic, right? Because Sam definitely is like struggling because he has a crush on her, but obviously, you know, it's his student. And Josie is finally in with like the it crowd. But the big problem is like, oh my God, the prom, we need to have a theme because this other school is doing the theme that we wanted to do.
The millennium. Was very, very 1999.
Yes. Nicole, which is like every school would do that.
I know. Nicole, were you afraid for your life in 1999, or do you not remember the anxiety that was around?
She was around like 2 years old.
No, I was not conscious. All I was doing was shitting my pants and trying to walk.
Can you imagine a world where literally like it's New Year's Eve and you are at a family party and they're legit like, we might die at midnight. Like, goodbye, cruel world.
But like, did it feel like 2012? Like whenever the day came around, I was like a little nervous, but it was like we laughed. But like, were people really freaking?
No, people were really, really scared. It was that they thought all the computers were going to die. Like how old was I in 2000? I was like maybe 11, I think. I was afraid for my life. I thought it was going to end.
We were 11. Like, yeah, I was going to like get kidnapped every day. You know?
Yeah. I was like, I'm done.
But maybe I just had anxiety.
I was just going to say that's anxiety. That's undiagnosed anxiety.
Well, yeah. It was rough back in the millennium. So Josie comes up with a new prom theme, which is meant to be famous couples throughout history, which I actually do think is, well, two things.
It's an okay theme, but like only proms, if you have a date.
Proms don't have themes, so I don't know.
I mean,
what
they do,
about.
But like
in movies, they always do.
I didn't know it was that dramatic. Like, I didn't realize that like the high schools had to change their theme if another school. Like, the fact that that was even a plot line was kind of goofy, but it did allow them to like, you know, make it so that the prom was basically a costume party.
That's what it was. Like, I know prom was like a costume party.
I'm going to spend money on my dress. I want to like be serving. I want to look like a supermodel. It's prom, not Halloween.
Well, that's why the Kirsten Gibby quadruple shows up as Barbies.
So 2024 of them.
I know. Seriously, they were ahead of their times of how ahead like Barbie really had their moment last year. And they were just ahead of their times. I, of course, love Jessica Alba's Malibu Barbie best. She looked so sun-kissed, so gorgeous. So also there's the whole prom queen debate, which it very much by the time that I had prom, they very much like they
was woke banned for bullying.
No, it was like we are going to like pick a name out of a hat type of thing.
Oh,
interesting.
Why even have it?
Yeah, really? I don't know. Because like we also had Homecoming Queen, and that seemed more like of a pageant. Like you actually had to like work.
What is this, child labor? What is going on at your high school? Are you okay? Blink twice.
I think that there was I don't know. I wasn't involved. I didn't get that shit. But I don't think that like people were voting. Like did you guys have a voted prom queen?
I didn't go to prom, but I'm pretty sure it was a vote.
Why didn't you go to prom? Do you want to hear something like effed up about me? I went to five proms.
I went to three, which is not
that's
five.
A lot of proms. So for my high school, it was like junior year was like the big prom. And then there was like seniors could go to junior prom, but like junior prom was the big one.
What did the seniors do?
I think they would go to the junior prom. I don't really remember.
Why can't they have their own prom?
Maybe they did.
Or just like get drunk at a house somewhere.
But the junior year one was like the big one, like the one that like everyone was like planning for, right? And I just wasn't really interested. Like I was very much, you know, I'm a little more feminine than I was then. I was very much like, I don't want to wear a dress. I don't want to wear a skirt. I don't want to wear any of that. I was very self-conscious. And my one friend was like, I'm not going to go. Do you want to like stay in and watch a bunch of movies? And I was like, hell yeah, I do. That sounds way more fun. So that's what we did on prom night. And I was totally fine with it. I really don't. The only thing I kind of regret is like, it is like a pivotal, like college or excuse me, high school experience that like a lot of people talk about. And I just don't have like that memory, but I don't know that I would have had like the best time anyway. So I don't really mind that I didn't go.
Like it was a night, like I had to pay for all those tickets. That was the pain in the ass. Actually, one of the tickets I didn't have to pay for my freshman year, my friend bought the ticket for her boyfriend for his birthday. And then he cheated on her. So she gave the tickets to me.
Oh my God. Wait, so the man didn't pay for your tickets or were you not bringing?
I mean, anytime like the boyfriend invited me, he would pay. And then like, if like when I was a senior, my boyfriend was in college. So like I paid for his ticket. Cause I was like, if you're going to, fuck it. Like you were just at like a party, like at college, you're coming to my prom where you can't even like put a little like fireball in your shoe.
Yeah.
Illegal.
Junior prom.
And expel me.
Junior prom was definitely the better prom for me. I went with this guy that I had feelings, not Chip. I had this
not Chip.
I went with this guy named Kevin. We worked together at Stop and Shop. And, like, he, like, really was so much fun. He was a great prom date. Like, he got me up and danced with me, and we were having a great time. And then I had my, like, wonderful first kiss that I mentioned earlier, my first real kiss.
Oh, your first kiss was prom night?
Yeah, it was.
Wait, that's so cute.
Yeah, it was great. It was in the. Oh my God, my Adam just messaged me and said Kevin is a whore. Kevin is not a whore. But the funny thing was that my grandma kept, okay, so like my ex, like when she kept referring to my ex to like as Kevin when they first dated, when I first started dating him, because she was just like, every man is Kevin, I guess. I was like, no, it's not Kevin.
I mean, she's kind of real for that, like on a metaphorical level.
Yeah.
Most men are just Kevin.
Yeah, and then my second
Kevin. Most men are just Kevin.
My second, my other two proms, I went with John the Yogurt Boy. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Yogurt Boy.
Yeah, I also went, he was from Stop and Shop.
Did he really like yogurt?
And he always ate yogurt, so I called him John the Yogurt Boy, which was
probably I just feel like yogurt is like one of the most unsexy foods like of all time.
But like licking the little lid, you know, that's kind of sexy.
He was very tall and very awkward. And the thing about John,
but maybe he needed the protein.
The Yogurt Boy. I dated a guy named John that liked yogurt. Maybe it was the same guy.
Maybe it was. Well, the funny thing was that like nothing ever happened between us, but like he wrote to me freshman year of college. So I have like a lot of these like letters that he wrote to me. Love and letters. I was like, oh no, we're just friends. But like, I guess if this man was like writing me letters.
John the yogurt guy absolutely was crushing so hard on you.
Damn.
I just
didn't missed opportunities know. For Kevin.
Well, yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know. I saw Kevin eventually, and he was working at Trader Joe's, which is a great store. But
for him, but also, are you sure it wasn't Trader Kevin's? Are you sure?
30 years old and working at Trader Joe's. So I mean, like it's. With all due respect.
Anyway,
insurance. Do they?
They probably do have insurance. You're right. I take it back.
Can we talk about Josie's outfit for prom? Because she, her and she goes with Guy, and they're dressed as the characters from As You Like It, Shakespeare. And yeah. I will say, Sarah, because I know you love Ever After, this was giving like Ever After vibes.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. It definitely feels like an homage to that, which I think Ever After was before this. Mm-hmm. So love that. But I did not love this costume. I love that one of the Kirsten Gibby Kirstens were like, oh, are you medieval Barbie?
Which no, they kind of ate with that one. Like, I love them not think one. That.
Yeah,
they thought that pastoral like was the same thing as a parakeet. Like, girl, like you should not pass go. Do not go to graduation. Wait, no. That's what you're thinking on here.
No, she definitely needs to be held back, that girl. Okay, so Josie got voted prom queen.
Crazy.
Which was crazy. And Guy got voted prom king. And they were doing their little dance. And then Guy was like, oh, I want to dance with Aldis.
Kind of well, random. Can someone remind me what she's supposed to be? She's wearing like a unitard, but what they, is
her
DNA?
Her and the other geese were DNA. Okay. There were strands of DNA.
They're interconnected. They're two strands that can never be broken.
Now, this whole helixes, time,
double helix. Women in STEM.
We love women in STEM. So the whole time throughout this movie, people call this girl Alpo, and I don't really. I think it's because they think they call like she's. They think that's that a she's dog,
right? Yeah,
yeah, it's a dog. Like they.
Well, they take dog food and they want to dump it on her.
Well, no, I'm just saying that they're basically calling her a dog, which means they're calling her ugly. But this is a gorgeous girl, so I don't really get that. But
it's any 90s movie, put glasses on a girl and it makes her ugly, Sarah. That's a classic 90s-ism.
That's true, I guess.
And she even had the first day.
She had the cord things on the glasses too, which is like 10 times as ugly in 90s.
It means you're ugly and a geek.
She's okay. So we have the ugly geek girl and the dog. Okay, so basically the Kirsten Gibbies threw the dog food at her, or were going to dump the dog food on her, but Josie runs away from Guy and protects her, and all the dog food gets on the popular girls, and everyone's very upset. They're like, you ruined prom for me. And then this is where like I feel like Josie done fucked up, because like, yes, sure, if you really want to out yourself, that's fine, but don't drag Rob, who is just trying to get an honest MLB career going.
Yeah, he's like, oh, there's gonna be scouts and then I'll be in the minor leagues. And I'm like, do you think that this is like this is a flawed plan, Rob? Like, no, they're gonna find out.
No, they're not gonna find out.
No, he's a good scammer.
Yeah, he's the good scammer, exactly. So she is like, I don't care about being your stupid fucking prom queen. I'm 25 years old and you only liked me because my brother, Rob, who's also a liar and is fucking around with a 16-year-old, said that I should be popular like them. So she outs herself. She outs Rob. And Mr. Teacher Man is very upset because he feels like he got lied to, which he
rightfully did. Rightfully so, because he would have just been like, oop, I'm about to get arrested.
He was like, I would have done it for you, Josie. I would have gone to jail. But and she not does if this, you're
like,
25.
Whole speech, too, where she's just like, this is just like, this means nothing. Like, eventually you'll get to, like, move on from high school. And I'm like, girl, you say this as someone who, like, actively wanted to go back to high school.
And has not gone over high school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so this is when she, like, she says, oh, don't worry about it. I'm going to write this whole story. And in the story, she admits that she's like never been kissed. And this is bold. I felt like Josie, ever since she ate that pot brownie, she's been like emboldened to like say what she wants, because like she writes this
propaganda
whole story.
For weed. The two of you are doing on our podcast.
Who?
I'm just saying she loosened up after the weed brownie, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's just like writes this whole story about how much she loves Sam. And she's just like, this was bold. I was like, this is you think the egg getting hit with a raw egg is humiliating. She's like, I'm going to go to a minor league baseball game, stand in the middle of the field, put a clock on and wait to be kissed by this guy that I like, that I lied to and made think was a pedophile.
It's not even a minor league baseball game. It's literally the high school baseball game.
Well, is it high school? I thought it was minor leagues. Cause I thought, oh my God. So that's even more sad that Rob becomes like the high school coach.
Wait, so she was walking through the men's locker room with the children?
I think so.
I'm not prepared for it. Get in the locker room.
Sting.
I thought it was fine because I was like, oh, they're the minors.
That's what I was thinking.
Bro, get ready because, with like, me to she... get kissed by my teacher in front of all my classmates.
This is devastating. This is devastating.
I thought so. Maybe I'm wrong, but like.
I hope you're wrong because otherwise that's like even more tragic and disgusting because Rob, who pretended to be a high school student, is now the coach.
All right.
Where his ex-girlfriend goes to school.
Let's go to
the wing. He was dating a 16-year-old throughout the movie.
Okay.
That happened too.
All right, let's go to the Wikipedia. I always thought that it was, I could be wrong. I mean,
this is the hard-hitting journalism. We know that Sarah's on the beat.
Yeah.
Sarah's live at 5.
She's the journalist.
With breaking news. She's the real journalist. She's going undercover right now. She's got the breaking stories from the Wikipedia page of the movie from 1999.
But yeah, this is like very bold of her to be like, I'm going to go stand on the mound and wait. And this is like her shining moment because she looks like very cute. She actually is like dressed like really cute. And she goes and stands and like the clock runs out and everyone's like, oh no. Oh, tragic. She's
a forever.
Yeah, virgin. And then Sam does come out though. And he like kisses her in front of everybody.
In front of all of his students, his real students, not the fake ones. The fake ones have been exposed and now he's kissing them. But it's a very sexy kiss. Like when it I saw it, I was like, wait,
what? For your first kiss, girl? Like you got it.
Yeah. And like, I don't even care that like multiple people should be arrested right now. Like it just, they look so cute together. Like what? Yeah. Is he still going to move to New York? He probably should. But like, that was nice.
I don't think he will. So did you two see the story that broke out in 2021 regarding this scene?
No.
Oh, wait. Yep. I know. He got bricked up.
He got bricked up. Yeah. During the scene, he got bricked up.
He has a hard on in this scene. The actor does.
And that's why he like leans forward to try to like cover it up. He got too excited.
I mean, to be fair, he is kissing Drew Barrymore. So, but you got to be professional, my guy. You can't just be, you know, sprouting that up in the middle of a scene.
Hey,
you know, I don't know. What baseball field this was, because they keep just saying baseball fields. So
maybe it was the minor leagues and it's not as creepy.
A baseball field.
But let's just clap because Rob got a job.
You know what?
He didn't get a job.
It doesn't matter how. Well, okay. So like, let's think about it. You know how in Friday Night Lights, the high school football coach is like a big fucking deal.
Yes.
Maybe he's God.
Maybe he's just a big fucking deal.
Do we remember where this is supposed to be taking place?
Chicago.
Okay, thank you. Because I was like, in the South, it's like a big fucking deal. I don't know.
Okay, Chicago baseball is like heaven.
So then
like,
there you go.
You got the socks, baby.
That's yeah, I don't
add for RJP Chicago coming.
Yeah, I could ask the Chicago boy what he thinks about baseball in Chicago. Coaches. Yeah. Well, whatever.
They're God. Essentially. I don't know. I'm just saying shit. It's not what a podcast is.
Yeah. So wait, okay. So Nicole, were you surprised that she almost got stood up? Were you nervous?
I mean, like, of course, like they had to give me a little drama. Like, what's he gonna do? Come out and kiss her? Like, give me a little something. I mean, they gave me a little something. And that's why I liked it. I forgot everything bad that happened the first hour and a half in that moment.
Yeah. Okay. So like the whole thing is that like a lot of people are like, oh, this doesn't like last the test of time, it doesn't hold up, blah 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 blah. I still find this movie to be enjoyable. Now, is this nostalgia glasses? I don't really think so. I think I just like this movie.
I had fun.
Yeah.
I think like, it's like, as long as you're not like super rooting for like Sam and Josie, I feel like it's a decent movie to watch. Like, it's silly. It's funny. It's like funny to be like, wow, this could never actually happen. But I certainly think the nostalgia for it helps, because so before this watch for this podcast, the last time I watched this movie was like 2 years ago, I think, where my husband and I will go back and forth and we have like, we put movies on a wheel and then we spin the wheel. And I usually, it's something that like one of us has seen and the other hasn't. So I, of course, had seen this movie and it had been a long time since I'd seen it. And I was like, let's add this movie and we'll watch it. He was like, I can't believe you forced me to watch this movie. Like, it's actively so awful what they're doing. And I was like, I mean, this is fair. I just remembered really liking it when I was a kid, because again, these are the kind of movies we were fed at that age, at that, in that time period, you know, like that this is what love looks like.
What the was biggest Will's dream problem? To have is getting kissed at the baseball game.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you kidding? Like, if 10-year-old me got kissed at the baseball game, I could die the next day and be perfectly happy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Was Will's main issue just like the fact that they were kissing?
Like the teacher-student relationship.
Yeah. Like any normal person, I'd like if you take the grooming out of it, great movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And she was like thirsting over that kid as well. Why was that kid in her bedroom?
Yeah. And exactly that. And Ron, and that Rob guy was like macking with that 16-year-old girl.
And the grossest, one of the other gross parts too, is when they first put the surveillance camera on Josie, like the surveillance guy in the van's like, oh yeah, look at these high school honeys. And it's like, all right, that's fucking gross.
Different time. 25 years ago, you could be a pedophile. It was totally okay.
Yeah.
I just had like to be there. The surveillance guy like brought his girlfriend on like multiple dates to watch Josie Grossi.
People were staying after hours in the office to watch the saga of Josie Grossi. Like, that's kind of crazy. Like, all of them. Octavia Spencer was standing there eating her popcorn watching it.
Yeah. And on top of that, also, they had pools for prom night.
That's so dramatic, like, but you know what? The odds should have been like way lower. That, I mean, not lower. Like, I saw it was like 3-1 that she was going to be prom queen. Like, she's the main character. She's gonna win. Like, come on.
She's the main character.
Wait, but aren't we all the main character in our own stories? Yes. Though?
I mean, they're showing up to watch her every day. So
that's true.
It's giving Big Brother.
It is. It's like the Big Brother live feeds, and really? I spent a few summers watching the Big Brother live feed, so
summers I will never get back.
So I remember waking up at like 2 a.m. and it was like bam 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 bam.
Oh, you fell asleep to it, yeah.
Yeah, and I would like wake up to the fish music.
Yeah. but yeah, overall this movie, like, it doesn't age super well, but it is very fun, and I think if you're just enjoying it for, like, you know, the costumes and the ridiculousness, then it's fine. But, like, this is certainly not – I wouldn't call this, like, a great rom-com, because for me, a great rom-com is, like, I'm rooting for the couple to end up together. And, like, that's, like, the main thing that I'm hoping for. And to me, this is more of a look at this 25-year-old try to be a high school student again. And mm-hmm. How funny is it?
So you are actively – like, you're more – Robbie and Julia Gulia than from The Wedding Singer.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Than
1,000%.
Mr. Sam Coulson and Josie Grossi.
Yes. 100,000,000%. Yes.
Their relationship is a little grossy. It's a little grossy.
Yeah. That's true. Nicole, are you a fan of The Wedding Singer? Have you ever seen that movie?
I haven't seen it, but I was like on the Wikipedia page today when I was bored at work, kind of just playing around. And I was like, oh, I think I can get into her.
It's
Adam Sandler has the same birthday as me, so we're kind of soul sisters.
Shut the fuck up.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah, we both like to wear big basketball shorts, so it makes perfect sense.
September 9th is a day to remember. That is the best day.
It's also, I think, one of like the most common birthdays like in existence.
I have heard that, yeah.
Man, people are really fucking in January. It's
the
cold.
9-9. You know, it's cold outside. You know, you want to bring in a new year and then you bring in a baby with it.
Yeah, stay warm.
SMH.
But it's a great half birthday.
Period. Yeah. Oh my God, my half birthday's coming up soon.
Yeah, what are you gonna do for your half birthday this year?
Oh, I'm going to be in Puerto Rico for a wedding that day. So I'm going to be shaking ass at a catering hall.
Mm-hmm. What a great half birthday. I'm so happy for you. Jess, what are you doing to celebrate my birthday and Nicole's half birthday?
I don't know. I didn't really have planned out what I was doing on your birthday this year.
Just like, do something fun and think of us. And I think that'll be good.
Okay. I'll do that.
Work.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on this movie, Never Been Kissed?
I don't think it's one of, I do think it's like an iconic Drew Barrymore movie, but I don't think it's like a top iconic Drew Barrymore movie. Like, I just think there are like a lot of other better Drew Barrymore. I mean, Wedding Singer, we obviously covered. 50 First Dates is like one of my number one rom-coms of all time, let alone Drew Barrymore movies. I know, what was the, like, there's like the Fever Pitch one. That one's okay. I'm not really into like the sports ones, but I don't know. She has like a lot of, she's in a lot of rom-coms, you know, like I think there's just, there's a ton of options, but it's like, again, it's a decent one to like watch and be like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Damn. All those movies. You didn't even say E.T. The disrespect.
I hate E.T.
She worked so hard as a baby.
She got her ass up and worked.
She's
like, nobody really wants to work these days.
Worked harder in those years than I ever did in my life.
Oh, do you remember Home Fries? Did you ever watch Home Fries? Yeah, that's a 90s
movie.
I know
Home Fries, yeah.
And that guy who wrote that movie went on to write Breaking Bad.
He did. Vince Gilligan.
That's like crazy behavior. That's lore right there. That's lore.
Yeah. I remember this movie, and she has her cute little red curly hair. She's had a lot. Drew Barrymore, I think, is not talked enough about how many different hairstyles she's had as an actor. So many.
Yeah. Yeah. And but this one wasn't a good one. Like, the blonde kind of came around when they kind of warmed it up, but
I like the
a honey brunette now is just like so much better.
That is true. I think that's probably the best color for her, but I do like the length in this movie.
Given great. Yeah. When she like flicks the little ends out, it makes me want to, like, right now my ends are kind of like in. I kind of want to flick them out.
Mm-hmm.
In the 90s spirit. I am wearing my poverty headband because I'm going to watch The Traitors after this.
I was going to say you look so well. I was gonna say you look very Blair Waldorf. Yeah. But
with the stripes, yeah.
Well, no, but also Parvati told her stylist when she was going on The Traitors that she wanted to look like Blair Waldorf. So it's
that's just too easy as doing headbands.
Yeah. Well, it's full circle. Well, I felt like her whole ensemble was very Blair as well. I loved what she was wearing. I love The Traitors purely for the fashion moments.
I mean, you're getting like the campiest of the camp on this show. I mean, like, you've seen like Phaedra's outfits. Like, these girls are showing up and they're working. They're getting up off their asses and working. A kid didn't wear any.
Men couldn't bother, but the women are killing it.
But CT doesn't have to bother. He can just show up and I'm like,
he just fucks around and everyone loves him. That's it.
And that's what I love the most.
Yeah. But yeah, this was a really fun time covering doing Drew Barrymore month. I love a themed month. I always have a good time when we're like theming him around a specific actor or something.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much, Nicole, for coming on and chatting with us and watching this movie in order to come on, watching it twice.
Of course, it was Rufus the House Down Boots. A little old with the new.
I don't think we said enough Rufus.
No, we didn't. We really did a disservice, actually.
Where can people find you if they want to see anything else that you're up to, Nicole? What else do you have going on?
I'm just chilling. I think we're bringing the Isaiah and Nicole show back for 2024. I'll keep you posted on that.
Let's go.
But anything that like is on my mind, you'll see it on my Twitter. I don't call it X. That's silly and stupid. Behind the Secret, all platforms. I'm there. You want to see my smiling face and hear my thoughts. I'm so humble, you know. So
very the most.
Being humble is overrated, you know, truly.
Yeah.
You gotta shout your accomplishments from the rooftop.
Yeah. Hear all of my, you know, nonsensical ramblings all over the internet. And you know where to find me. Those who know, though, they figure it out.
Sarah, lately we've been talking Buffy, we've been talking Felicity, and now we're finishing up Rom-Com Feb. What a month.
It has been a month, yeah. If anybody, this is the second year in a row that I'm asking this, if anybody has access or a link to Mary-Kate and Ashley's The Challenge movie, please let me know. I've been looking for it for 3 years.
Don't tell anyone, but that low-key was one of my favorite podcasts, probably top three of podcasts I've guested.
Even
on,
though your like mirror broke and everything.
So my mirror, which is still standing, fell against off my wall. And in a very Josie eating the pop brownie, it smashed my bong. My mirror survived, but it knocked over my bong. And there was just glass all over my floor. And I said, the show is going on.
Yeah, you're like, hold on for 1 second. And we're like, are you sure?
And then we finished the show, and then I made the guy I was dating at the time clean it up, which was kind of epic of me.
Well, because you were injured at the time.
Yeah,
that's
you
were true.
Injured. You were injured. It was
that's
really
why.
I couldn't walk. All I wanted to do, I should have got more of those brownies. I got to go find the Rastafarians in Chicago.
Yeah, but I'm dying to cover that movie. So if anybody has access to it, please let me know. So that
and if they find it, you know where to find me.
Yeah, because yeah. Mary Kate and we'll Ashley March. If you know, you know. But yeah, in the meantime, listen to us cover Buffy and Felicity. Buffy comes out on Thursdays and Felicity comes out on Mondays. And you could find us at Shit90sPod on Twitter and Instagram, shit90spod.com. If you want to ever send us a voicemail or an email, we always greatly appreciate it. I think that's everything we have. So we will see you all next month for the month of March. And until then, have a good one, everybody. Goodbye.
Just ask. Shit90 shows taught me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.